弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，我们又可以再一次的聚会来领受主耶稣的祝福。
Thank God that we can gather together to receive His blessings.
奉主耶稣圣名来查考十字架上的王耶稣。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the topic, the King on the Cross, Jesus.
我们读经刚刚读完了马太福音，就是主耶稣的福音书第一卷。
We have just finished reading the book of Matthew, which is the first gospel.
那最后福音书的最后都以耶稣基督被钉十字架，然后从死里复活来结束的。
Each of the Gospels concludes with how Jesus was crucified on the cross and resurrected.
在马太福音的最后，特别给门徒一个非常重要的使命。
At the end of Matthew, Jesus gives a very important commission to his disciples.
就是在第二十八章的第十九节说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Matthew 28 verse 19 says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
第二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们今天成为主耶稣的门徒，我们要谨记他这里所吩咐的。
As the disciples of the Lord Jesus, we need to remember what Jesus said here.
目标就是要让万民做主的门徒。
Our goal is to make disciples of all the nations.
要愿意共同来尊他为王。
We all need to honor him as king.
那这位王他是被挂在十字架上的。
This king was crucified to the cross.
那这里也提到去传福音之后要施洗。
Here it also says that after you preach, you must baptize.
要奉父子圣灵的名其实这个名就是耶稣。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The name is Jesus.
这是天下人间唯一可以让我们得救的名。
This is the only name by which everyone must be saved.
那当万民成为主的门徒之后，还要遵守主所教训的。
After everyone is, after everyone must also observe all that.Jesus taught them.
所以主说，凡我吩咐你们的，你们都要教训他们遵守。
Jesus says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
所以我们今天其实就是在遵行主借着他的门徒使徒所传下的这些教训，我们都愿意遵守到底。
As his disciples, we are willing to keep what he commanded us to the end.
那我们就会经历主的同在，直到世界的末了。
Then we will experience the abidance of God even to the end of the age.
我们今天何其有幸，我们这么多的恩典，能够来认识主跟随他。
We are extremely blessed to receive so many blessings and to be able to follow Him.
我们现在每天在读圣经这本书是神的话。
We've been reading the Bible every day, and this Bible is the Word of God.
它记录了我们在人间一定要知道的这个真理。
It records the truth that we must understand while we are still alive.
就是我们现在靠着耶稣基督可以信他，我们也可以得到永生。
Which is that through believing in Jesus Christ, we are able to receive eternal life.
我们可以超越今天这个肉体的生命得到永远的生命的。
We can transcend this physical life to receive that which is eternal.
这个恩典就是我们可以得到永生这样的一个至大的福气，是因为耶稣被钉十字架而有的。
This grace of being able to be saved is came through the crucifixion of Jesus.
马太福音从27章开始呢，就记录耶稣被钉十字架的这个过程。
Matthew chapter 27 recounts how Jesus was crucified.
主耶稣基督他是先被抓去受审，被审判。
Jesus was brought into judgment first.
然后是被定罪当作死刑犯。
He was condemned as a sinner.
他当时候对这个罪犯最残酷的刑罚就是钉十字架。
The cruelest punishment for all criminals was crucifixion.
那要执行十字架的刑罚以前耶稣还被人家戏弄嘲笑。
Before he was crucified, the Lord Jesus was also mocked.
那在嘲笑以前其实已经被鞭打。
Before he was mocked, he was whipped.
所以是带着一个残破的身体最后还要自己扛着十字架到指定的地方被钉上去。
With a broken body, he had to carry his own cross to the place where he would be nailed.
马太27章的第33节特别说主被钉十字架的地方叫做哥哥他，意思就是独裸地。
Matthew 27 verse 33 tells us that this place is called Golgotha, which is place of a skull.
那他要被钉上去以前兵丁特别拿苦胆调和的酒要给耶稣喝。
They gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink.
因为这个苦胆调和的酒其实就是一种麻醉剂。
This was a type of anesthesia.
因为兵丁他们知道这个活活的一个人会被钉，用钉子三根钉子把它钉着，然后之后要把这个十字架把它举起来。这个人所承受痛苦是没有办法形容的。
The soldiers understood that if someone was to be nailed alive to a cross and then raised up, this pain would be excruciating.
所以他们当时候就是准备这一个可以麻醉的，让疼痛减轻的这个东西要给耶稣尝。
They prepared something to alleviate his pain.
但是主尝了之后，他说他不肯喝。
But when he had tasted it, he refused to drink it.
因为他不愿意借着人间任何的方法来减轻他天父要他尝的这个苦杯，他要受的这个最极致的刑罚。
He refused any human methods that would alleviate this bitter cup that the Lord God had allowed for him to drink.
所以后代的人没有人有任何的借口说耶稣是被麻醉了以后，所以他不会觉得疼痛。
Therefore, no one could say that Jesus had been was numb when he had to go through all of these things.
所以我们今天我想没有一个人能够再这样子承受十字架的苦刑。
I'm sure none of us would have been able or will be able to endure such a pain.
在今天这个时代即使是刑犯都要尊重他的人权，就是说他不可以被凌辱，他不应该这样子受苦。
Even those who have are on death row or death penalty, they have their human rights.
都还要去考虑说用什么方法可以减轻他的疼痛，让这个该死人可以尽快的死去。
And there are many ways to allow for them to die quickly so that they do not have to suffer.
但是在主那个时代，人可不是这样想。
But during that time, the culture was not like that.
这个人要被凌辱，要经历最大痛苦，才在惨叫当中死去的。
Their purpose was for people to die after being mocked and ridiculed and die in great suffering.
那第27章的第37节说
，Verse 37 says，
在他头以上安了一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
They put up over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
这个罪状他这个十字架上面的这个罪状说这个是犹太人的王。
His accusation was that he is the King of the Jews.
在约翰福音第十九章里面，他特别说这个牌子用三种文字写的。
In John chapter 19, it tells us that this accusation was written in three different languages.
我们看一下约翰福音第十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音第十九章。
John 19.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九章十九节，比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
19. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
二十节，有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希腊。三样文字写的。
20. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
21节，犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说：“不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。”
21. Therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate.Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews.
22节，比拉多说，我所写的，我已经写上了。
22, Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written.
啊，意思是，比拉多意思是说，我不用再改了，就是这样子的。
Pilate meant that he's not going to change it.
所以这个牌子就是写犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
So this accusation was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
这是一个很特别的罪状。
This was a very unique accusation.、
啊、那这个罪状最后也成了、啊、主耶稣基督、啊、最荣耀的、啊、一个称呼。
This accusation became the most glorious title of Jesus.
那他做王、啊、能够愿意成为他子民的，在历代以来也没有任何世上的一个国度超越他所。所拥有的这些子民
The kingdom that he is king over are those who are willing to follow him, and this kingdom surpasses all.
你看历代以来多少世人他们称耶稣为主为王
There are countless number of people who call Jesus their king.
地上哪一个国度他曾经有过这么长久的、这个岁月有这么多的子民愿意臣服、啊、称他为王、
How many kingdoms in this world can compare to the majesty of the kingdom of Jesus Christ、whose followers are willing to call him their king?
现在这位王他是在十字架上的
This king is on the cross、
哦、我们称主耶稣是我们的主我们的王
We call the Lord our king and our master
让我们来想想、啊我们、的王是在十字架上这个道理。
Let us contemplate about this teaching of our King on the cross.
这个、这样的一个、景象，我们的王在十字架上，我们作为他的子民、啊、那我们要好好的想，他对我们是什么要求
？As his followers, the followers of this King, what requirements does he have of us?
他看起来是、很软弱，从人的角度看来是很软弱的。
From a human perspective, he was very weak.
因为当他被钉十字架的时候、你看有多少人嘲笑他。
When he was crucified, many people mocked him.、
即使跟他同钉十字架的强盗都不放过他，嘲笑他。
Even the robbers who were crucified with him also mocked him.、
但是、这个主这个王在十字架上却成为最荣耀而且是最刚强的一个、记号了。
However, this man on the cross became the most、the symbol of、the utmost strength.
那这个十字架道理也成为、许多主的门徒他们宣讲主他救人的信息的中心。
This also became the central message of the gospel.
保罗他说他不知道别的，他只知道。耶稣基督的十字架。
Paul said that he knows nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们看、马太第二十七章。
Let's turn back to Matthew 27.
第三十九节。
Verse 39.
27:39。
27:39.
从那里经过的人讥笑他，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。”
39. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross."
41节，祭司长和文士并长老也是这样子戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
41. Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him."
43节，他倚靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。
43. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, "I am the Son of God."
44节，耶那和他同定的强盗也是这样的讥笑他。
44. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing.
主耶稣在十字架底下有许多人啊经过就讥笑他了哈，这是第一批人嘲笑耶稣的。
The first group of people who mocked Jesus were those who were passed by.
好，你如果是神的儿子，你就可以从十字架下来，你救你自己啊。
You said you will build the temple in 3 days. Just save yourself then.
好，那如果你是神的儿子的话，你可以从十字架上下来的。
If you're the son of God, come down from the cross.
好，那主耶稣没有啊。
Jesus didn't do that.
他没有从十字架上下来。
He didn't come down from the cross.
这些人嘲笑他，他就没有回答。
He did not respond to their mockery.
第二种人，第41节，祭司长跟文士还是长老们。
The second group of people, the chief priests, scribes, and elders.
他们是把耶稣抓来审判，然后把他交给比拉多这一群人。
These are the same people who had captured Jesus and brought him before Pilate.
然后第42节说，他救了别人，却不能救自己。
Verse 42, he saved others, himself he cannot save.
他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him.
那第43节又再讲一次主说过的话，说我是神的儿子。
In verse 43, they repeat once more what Jesus said when he said, "I am the Son of God."
主耶稣他听了这些人的嘲笑，他都没有讲什么话的。
Jesus did not respond to their mockery.
对他们嘲笑人来说，你在十字架上，你如果是神的儿子的话，你应该可以下来，你可以救别人，为什么不能救自己呢？
To those who were mocking him, their reasoning was, "If you can save others, why don't you save yourself? If you really are the Son of God."
但是这样一个非常残酷的事实，却是十字架上最重要的精神。
This cruel reality became the spirit of the cross.
十字架的精神，它的精髓就是，它是为了要救别人而不愿意救自己。
The essence of the cross is that he is willing to save others, not to save himself.
他不能够救自己，是因为他要救别人。
He refused to save himself because, or in order to save others.
如果主耶稣只是为了他自己，那么我们今天世人全部都灭亡了。
If Jesus just wanted to save himself, then everyone in the world would.
所以十字架的那个代表的意思就是他舍弃自己。
So the meaning of the cross is self-sacrifice.
就是为了要救别人，所以他愿意舍掉自己的。
In order to save others, he sacrificed himself.
那这个也成为是神的儿子的一个非常重要的记号了。
This became a very important sign of the Son of God.
主耶稣说他没有从十字架上下来，他在十字架上断气了。
Jesus did not come down from the cross. He breathed his last on the cross.
但是他接下来 他从死里复活。
But afterward, he resurrected from the dead.
他就是因为没有从十字架上下来，所以才证明他是神的儿子。
It is because he did not come down from the cross that he proved that he is the Son of God.
这个道理一般不信耶稣人真的想不懂的。
This is something incomprehensible to those who do not believe.
没有来就近主的人。永远没办法了解什么叫做爱。
Those who do not come draw near to the Lord will not understand true love.
什么叫做神的爱是舍己的爱。
God's love is a sacrificial love.
我们现在看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
主耶稣基督他一句话都不答，对众人的嘲笑他都静默不言。
Jesus was silent to the bad treatment others were giving to him.
我们看第一章，罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书一章三节，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。第四节，按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Verse 3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣他把他自己舍弃在十字架上。
Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross.
然后他在十字架上断气死了。
And he died on the cross.
那接下来他要从死里复活。
After that, he resurrected from the dead.
从死里复活来印证他是神的儿子。
And this resurrection proved that he is the Son of God.
所以神的儿子不是自己用嘴巴去宣告而已。
So he who is truly the Son of God is not one who proclaims it himself.
主耶稣基督他传福音的时候，他大声的宣告说他是神的儿子。
Jesus had proclaimed that he is the Son of God very loudly when he was preaching.
他所说的，他所做的，啊，他所说的是从父那边听到的，他所做的是父交代他一定要做的。
What he spoke were the things that he heard from the Father, and the things that he did were things that were commissioned to him by the Father.
因为他到人间来，就是要来完成父要救这些儿子们的最重要的工作。
He came to this world in order to accomplish the most important task of saving the sons of God.
所以其实主他宣告他当时候在信息他的福音里面就告诉他的门徒说，跟随他的人要愿意舍己。
When Jesus was preaching, he also told the disciples a very important message, which is that he who follows Jesus must deny himself.
那这个就成为当初要跟随耶稣人最大的一个障碍。
This became a huge obstacle for those who wanted to follow him.
要舍弃自己，这当时候其实对很多人来说不容易明白的。
Denying yourself is something that the people could not understand at that time.
一般人都是要维护自己的好处啊。
Everyone wants to protect themselves.
我们现在常常说，人若不自私，天诛地灭，就是说，你如果不会想要考，这是不可能说人不会去顾到自己的啦。
It's impossible that a person would not want to seek for their own benefit.
我们今天真的什么事情都会先考虑到自己啊。
We always think about ourselves first.
但是主耶稣传福音的时候，他就告诉他的门徒说，你如果不舍己，就不配来做我的门徒。
But Jesus said to his disciples that unless you deny yourself, you are not worthy to be called my disciple.
我们现在来先读一下马太福音第十六章，这是主耶稣福音里面的信息。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
马太十六章的第二十四节。
Matthew 16 verse 24.
耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他十字架来跟从我。
24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
要先舍己，之后背十字架。
He needs to deny himself and take up his cross.
当时候，这样的一个宣告、一个教导，事实上，主耶稣还没有被钉十字架，他的门徒还不知道他具体在讲什么。
At this time, Jesus had not been crucified yet, so the disciples did not understand exactly what Jesus was talking about.
因为十字架在当时候是那个罪犯要承受的刑罚，钉死人的就是把那罪恶的 罪人把他钉死的工具啊。
The cross was a tool used to kill the most the evilest criminals.
但是主耶稣他已经多次的跟他的门徒预告，他会被钉十字架。
Jesus told his disciples many times that he was going to be crucified.
所以你看那个彼得听到这样讲，他马上跟主耶稣说：“不可以啊，你怎么可以被钉十字架
？”That's why when Peter heard that Jesus was going to be crucified, he very strongly resisted what Jesus was telling him.
那所以主说，如果要跟从我，要舍己，然后背十字架跟从我。
Jesus said, "If you want to follow, come after me, you need to deny yourself and take up your cross."
好，那我们来看第十章，主耶稣又讲过一次的。
Let's look at chapter 10. Jesus said this another time.
马太福音十章的三十七节。
10:37。
十章三十七节，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. 38. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
连续主说三个不配了。
Jesus says not worthy three times.
就是要愿意爱耶稣胜过一切啊。
One must love Jesus more than all.
我们自己的父母，我们自己的儿女。
More than our parents, more than our children.
然后他说，还要愿意背着他的十字架跟耶稣。
And he must also be willing to carry his cross.
也就是说，这个十字架最后是我们要被钉上去的。
This cross is the cross where we will be crucified.
主耶稣他背着十字架，最后是被钉在十字架上。
Jesus carried his cross and was crucified on his cross.
他先宣告，之后他用自己的生命，实际上让门徒看到什么叫做被钉十字架。
He proclaimed it first, and then he showed by example what he actually meant.
那在这个十字架的上面就写了那个牌子，他是犹太人的王。
On this cross, there was the title, "The King of the Jews."
就是神要来拯救、要来执行救恩的、要得救的那一群人。
The King of those whom God wants to save.
救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Salvation comes from the Jews.
也就是说，耶稣基督他是从大卫的子孙后代产生出来的。
Jesus came from the lineage of the Jews.
那这个是神救赎的计划的安排。
And this is the plan, salvation plan of God.
最后就成为愿意接受耶稣的人，他就是这些人的王。
Jesus is the king of those who are willing to become his followers.
主耶稣他被钉十字架，其实他是为了我们的缘故的。
Jesus was crucified for our sake.
他曾经预告说，他如果被举起来，就要吸引万民来跟从他。
He once said that once when he is raised up, he will draw all nations to himself.
在他传福音的过程当中，他不断的预告他会被钉十字架。
When he was preaching the gospel, he reminded them countless times that he would be crucified.
我们看一下约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
第十二章我们来看第三十二节。
Verse 32.
十二章的三十二节说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”
32. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself.
三十三节，耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎么样死说的。
33. This he said, signifying by what death he would die.
主耶稣要他说他要被举起来，要被挂在十字架上。
Jesus said that he would be raised up on a cross.
要被挂上去以前，他受尽了凌辱。
Before he was raised up, he had to be mocked.
所以主他是为我们的罪的缘故，受尽了人间最惨的刑罚的。
So for us, for our sake, he had to endure the cruelest punishment.
他本来是可以不用的。
He could have not.
你看，当门徒面对主耶稣被抓的时候，本来是要抵抗的，主说不用。
When Jesus was first being captured, the disciples wanted to help Jesus, but Jesus said no.
因为他愿意 喝尽这个天父要他喝的苦杯。
He was willing to drink this bitter cup of the Father.
他甘愿被抓被钉，其实都是为了我们的缘故。
He was willing to be captured and crucified because of us.
他的死其实是我们今天可以感受到那个爱的最大的表现。
His death is the greatest manifestation of his love for us.
保罗对主耶稣基督的这个十字架的救恩他非常的感动的。
Paul was extremely moved by this message of the cross.
我们看他许多的信息里面，他就一直在讲耶稣基督这个十字架的救恩。
Many of his messages contain the salvation of the cross.
我们看他所写的一句话。
Let's look at a passage.
看提多书。
Titus.
提多书的第二章。
Titus chapter 2。
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter
2。第十四节。
Verse 14。
提多书二章十四节说，他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works.
他是舍弃自己的。
He gave himself for us.
那其实就是这个神的救恩哦，也就是因为有人愿意舍弃自己才成就的。
The salvation came to fruition because someone was willing to sacrifice.
他把我们从罪恶里面赎出来了。
He redeemed us from lawless deeds.
那让我们可以洁净。
So that we can be purified.
所以主耶稣基督他十字架上，他不但牺牲生命，其实他也为我们开了一个洗罪的泉源，从他的肋旁打开的。
And because of his death, there was a fountain, that flowed from his ribs.
我们借着耶稣的宝血借着洗礼赦罪，让我们可以真的成为他的子民。
And through water baptism, and the, we are able to have our sins remissed and become his children.
都是他在十字架上所成就的。
And this was all accomplished on the cross.
主耶稣基督他的这样的一个舍弃自己的这样的一个爱保罗在罗马书写得很清楚。
This kind of sacrificial love of Jesus is described in the Pauline letters.
那他一定要愿意谦卑自己，他才有可能有这样的爱。
He had to humble himself in order to have this kind of love.
因为他本来就是天上的神。
Because he is the God in heaven.
知道我们今天如果一个人他如果没有能力，他说他被欺负，他闭口不言，那这个很正常，因为他没有能力抵抗。
If someone is powerless and they remain silent when they are abused, this is natural because they have no authority.
所以如果人有能力的话，基本上都会反击的。
If someone has the ability, they will retaliate.
但是刚强的人或者是强的人是什么呢？就是他有能力，但是他却不反抗。
Those who are truly strong are those who have the ability to retaliate, but they do not.
当你看一个真正有智慧的人通常他把自己隐藏起来。
Those who are truly wise will hide themselves.
那真的强的人他如果你是看外表，通常看不出来。
Those who are truly strong are often not perceived by others on the outside.
有时候要说话容易，但是不说话更难。
It's easy, often easy to speak, but but hard to not speak.
我们今天最难的就是说，你可以把你的话要讲的话把它收住，不要说。
It is very difficult for us to keep our words in our mouths.
主耶稣其实在被审问的过程当中被控告的时候，他已经展现出他这个非常刚强的一面了。
When Jesus was being tried, he had already manifested this kind of strength.
当那个控告人控告他这个控告他那个主耶稣一句话都不答。
There were so many people accusing him, but he did not answer them a word.
因为他觉得不需要答。
He felt that there was no need to respond.
因为 这件事情最终是一定会成就的。
This is because what would happen was destined to happen.
因为要钉他十字架的人已经成为魔鬼的工具了。
Those who were crucifying him had become tools of Satan.
他讲什么都没有用了。
Therefore, it didn't matter what he said.
因为我们看这些嘲笑耶稣人，他们所讲的话跟魔鬼是一样的啊。
The words that these people spoke when they mocked Jesus were exactly the same words as Satan.
魔鬼在主耶稣还没有开始传福音之前来试探耶稣，他用的方法就是说，你如果是神的儿子，你就把这个石头变成饼来吃啊。
Before Jesus started his ministry, Satan had tried to tempt Jesus, saying, "If you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread."
你如果是神的儿子，你就从殿顶跳下来啊。
If you are the Son of God, then jump down from the pinnacle of the temple.
但是你看，主耶稣都用神的话去挡住他了。
But Jesus had defended against all of his words with the word of God.
现在这些嘲笑耶稣、控告耶稣、钉死耶稣十字架的人也是这样说，你若生的儿子，你就从十字架上跳下来啊。
Those who were mocking Jesus as he was being crucified said, if you are the son of God, then jump down.
所以主他已经很清楚这件事情是一定要成就。
Jesus understood that this was going to happen.
那其实主耶稣的这个这样的一个愿意牺牲自己啊，让自己被钉，完全是对撒旦来说完全是没有想到的。
Satan had not thought that Jesus would allow for himself to be crucified.
因为他们一直认为说把耶稣杀了之后，这个神的计划就被破坏了。
They had thought that as long as Jesus was killed, then this salvation plan would be disrupted.
主耶稣他传福音的时候，那个被魔鬼附着的人开口就说你是神的儿子。
And when Jesus was preaching the gospel, those who were demon possessed would exclaim that he is the son of God.
你来的是要让我受苦吗？
Have you come to make us suffer?
所以其实魔鬼他很认识耶稣的。
Satan knew Jesus very well.
但是魔鬼就不会去牺牲他自己的。
But Satan would not sacrifice himself.
他是去凌辱别人的。
He molests others.
哦，所以你看那个小孩子从小被那个邪灵凌辱，你看那个父亲有多可怜。
For the child who was possessed by the demon, his father was in a lot of suffering.
所以我们就知道说那个魔鬼那个本质是恶。
So Satan's essence is evil.
但是主不是的。
But Jesus is not.
主耶稣是来释放人离开罪恶的。
Jesus came to release people from sin.
那我们脱离魔鬼的辖制。
So that we are now free from the dominion of Satan.
他要赎我们脱离罪恶的。
He redeems us from sin.
这一件事情，你看，要为罪付出代价，耶稣被钉在十字架上，他甘愿舍弃他自己。
In order to pay the price of sin, Jesus willingly gave himself up on the cross.
他是有能力的。他是荣耀，但是他愿意舍弃。
He had glory and the ability, but he was willing to give up himself.
腓立比书第二章在讲主耶稣基督，他最后顺服到死在十字架上。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us that Jesus was submissive, obedient to the point of death on the cross.
腓立比书二章的第五节说，他强调我们要有耶稣基督的心。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 tells us that we need to have the mind of Christ.
然后他接下去就描述主耶稣基督啊，他是如何谦卑他自己的。
Then he describes how Jesus had lowered himself.
最后顺服以至于死，死在十字架上。
He became obedient to the point of death, even death of the cross.
所以最后他得到升为至高。
He became exalted, highly exalted.
所以第九节说，神将他升为至高，赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Verse 9, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
然后叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth.
第十一节说，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归给父神。
11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
最后，所有的人都愿意 屈膝在他面前呢？
Everyone will bow willingly to him.
称他为主，称他为王。
To call him their Lord and King.
那最后把这所有的荣耀都归给天上的父神。
So that all glory can be given to the Heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣基督哈，你看他让自己被钉在十字架上。
Jesus allowed for himself to be crucified on the cross.
他是永远得胜的王。
He is the king that is always victorious.
他的得胜来自于他愿意顺服这个天父。
And his victory came from being willing to obey to the heavenly father.
他的得胜在于他胜过了魔鬼的各种试探引诱。
His victory came from being able to overcome the different temptations of the devil.
甚至他胜过了十字架上最大的这个苦难。
He was willing to even overcome the greatest suffering on the cross.
所以主耶稣，你看他最后跟门徒说，天上地上所有的权柄都交给我了。
So Jesus said to his disciples that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
这是马太福音第二十八章的第十八节说。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
天上地下所有的权柄都交给我。
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
那这个所有的权柄，这个包括属灵的跟属世的。
This authority is both spiritual and physical.
所以今天主他有能力，他有权柄，他可以拯救，他可以定罪。
The Lord has the authority to condemn or to save.
十字架的精神就是在主耶稣基督他在十字架上舍弃自己啊。
The spirit of the cross is that the Lord Jesus was willing to sacrifice.
那今天我们要做主的门徒，要称他为王，其实最难的就是我们自己的自我。
In order to become his disciples, the hardest obstacle that we need to overcome is our sense of self.
我们今天看了主耶稣基督在复习主耶稣被钉十字架的这些记录我们要来想想看，我们到底能够为主舍弃什么？
As we read the recordings about how Jesus gave up himself, we need to think about what things we can give up for God.
我们愿意跟随主，最后也是把自己钉在十字架上吗？
Are we willing to follow Christ to the point of death on the cross?
保罗说他愿意。
Paul said he was willing.
而且他也真的这样做。
And he actually did it.
所以最后他所看到这个十字架上面挂的不只是耶稣而已了。
So when he on who he saw on the cross was not just Jesus Christ.
而是他看到他自己也被挂上去。
He saw that he himself was also crucified.
因为他愿意跟随这个王，这个主。
This is because he is willing to follow his king.
这是保罗他在加太书里面所说的。
This is what Paul said in Galatians.
我们现在看加太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加太书。
Galatians.
因为保罗他曾经很勇敢的向这些主门徒说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
Paul had said very boldly that you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ.
那他效法基督，他就是他也愿意被钉十字架的。
By imitating Christ, this means that he is also willing to be crucified.
我们看第六章
Galatians chapter 6.
加太书六章的，我们看第十四节
Verse 14.
第十四节
14.
我断不以别的夸口，只夸我主耶稣基督的十字架，因为这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
14, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
从世界的角度，保罗说他已经被钉十字架死了。
From a physical perspective, Jesus had died.
保罗说他已经被钉十字架。
Paul said that he himself had been crucified.
那保罗他如果是在十字架底下的人，他看十字架，他说世界 对他来说已经被钉十字架了。
And to him, to Paul, the world was also crucified.
所以在十字架上被挂上去的，保罗说：“我自己先挂上去。”
Paul said that he himself had been crucified.
那
first，
他从世界角度来说，他已经死了。
From the perspective of the world, he had died.
但是其实他是活的。
But actually, he was alive.
因为他是跟随主耶稣，他主耶稣是从十字架上死了，但是他从坟墓走出来是活着的。
This is because he follows the Lord Jesus, who, after dying on the cross, he resurrected from the dead.
所以现在保罗很肯定的说，他现在活着的已经不再是他，而是耶稣在他里面活着。
That's why Paul was very certain that now, the life that is in him is no longer he who lives, but Christ who lives in him.
他已经不是在为自己活着。
He no longer lives for himself.
他也不是在为这个世界活着了。
He did not live for the world any longer.
那他说，对他来说，世界被钉十字架，所以世界不再有吸引力了。
And to him, the world was crucified, meaning that there was no more attraction in the world.
他现在活着，他所追求的就是要去完成啊，这个主在他身上所存的旨意。
He lived for the purpose of fulfilling the will of God in his life.
所以保罗他特别强调说，十字架对他来说这个意义太重大了。
To Paul, the meaning of the cross was very great.
再看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他说：“我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。”
Eight. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
他现在效法主耶稣基督，他把自己舍弃，其实他目的是为主活着。
The reason why he was able to sacrifice himself is because he lived for the Lord.
所以，他现在称十字架上的主是他的王，他的主。
Therefore, the Lord on the cross is his Lord.
那既然他是我的主，那我生活我做事就是要体贴他的意思啊。
And since he is my Lord, therefore I live according to his will.
如果我们真的是称主耶稣是我的王，那么我是他的子民，我一定是要尽力的去让他喜悦。
If we truly think that Jesus is our King, then we will try our best to please Him.
我们会去体贴啊，主耶稣基督的心呢。
We will try to have the mind of Christ.
啊，所以保罗，你看他在腓立比书说，我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
That's what Paul said in Philippians that we should have the mind of Christ.
真正主的门徒啊，我们称他是我的王，我们一定会去体贴他的意思。
If we are true disciples of Jesus Christ, then we will want to understand the mind of Christ.
我们做每一件事情都想说，这样主会高兴吗？
We will always ponder whether or not our decisions are pleasing to Him.
其实我们今天如果真的会常常记住主耶稣基督哦，他为我们所牺牲的，然后我们会体贴他的心，我们应当不至于犯罪。
If we often remember the love and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, then we would not sin.
我们一定不忍心再把耶稣重钉十字架的。
We would not bear to crucify him again.
因为我们会发现说，那个被钉上去那个痛苦有多大。
Because we would understand how great pain it was.
啊，所以你看，当时候彼得他还不懂的时候，他体贴肉体，他没有体贴神的意思。
When Peter had not truly comprehended this, he actually was thinking about the flesh rather than the things of God.
我们读马太福音的时候，马太福音二十章哈。
This is recorded in Matthew 20.
马太福音二十章第十七节。
20:17.
这是已经要被钉十字架以前，主耶稣再讲一次的。
This is when Jesus said one more time before he was crucified.
主耶稣要上耶路撒冷去了。
Jesus was going up to Jerusalem.
在路上把十二个门徒带到一边呢，特别跟他们这样说了，单独说。
He took his 12 disciples aside and especially told them.
十八节，看呐，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长跟文士，他们要定他死罪。
18, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes.
19, 又交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上，第三日他要复活。
And they will condemn him to death, 19, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and the third day he will rise again.
我们如果看其他的福音书，马可福音跟那个路加福音，接下去那个彼得就跟主耶稣说，不可以啊，你怎么可以？遭受这样的那个刑罚。
If we reference Mark and Luke, we will also know that after this, Peter said to Jesus, "How could this be? You must not go."
所以，但是主反过来就责备彼得了。他说：“撒旦，退我后边去。
”Jesus rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan."
哦，这样的一个描述，在路加福音写的比较联系的比较好。
We can see this more clearly in the Gospel of Luke.
哦，就是。主耶稣他预告完之后，那个门徒哇，怎么没办法承受，说怎么是这样子的。
When Jesus told these things to his disciples were not able to bear it.
我们今天要体贴，如果真的是知道说他就是我的王，我们会体贴他的意思。
If he truly is our king, then we will desire to know his will.
他讲的话我们不明白的时候，我们会想说，主耶稣在讲什么。
When we don't understand what he is saying, then we will try to contemplate what exactly he means.
他愿意为我们遭受这一切。
He was willing to sacrifice and to suffer all of these things.
那我们愿意为他做什么？
Then what are we willing to do for him?
他是连整个生命都献上去了。
He offered his entire life for us.
那时常我们给主耶稣一点时间，我们都很计较。
But often we are very stingy with just a little bit of time.
就是花一点时间祷告，花一点时间读圣经，花一点时间聚会，有时候我们都拿不出来。
Sometimes we're unwilling to spend some time to pray, to read the Bible, or to attend service.
主耶稣基督他这个王，他的百姓，其实如果能够去效法他，其实这个国度里面的人都会充满爱心，都会愿意舍弃自己，然后一定会更爱这个主。
If those who follow the Lord Jesus are able to emulate his sacrificial love, then our love will continue to grow for others and for God.
我们不会一直想要救自己。
Then we will not always want to save ourselves.
我们愿意去关心别人。
We will be willing to show care for others.
像主所说的。
Just like the Lord Jesus said.
他不救自己。
He did not save himself.
他为的就是要救别人的。
In order to save others.
愿我们都能够成为主的门徒。
Let us all be willing to become his true disciples.
我们的王。
And call him our king.
当我们在十字架下在看着他的时候。
When we behold him on the cross.
我们会看到我们自己。
We will also see ourselves.
在他里面。我们是有一个新的生命的。
In him we have a new life.
一起来唱诗。